Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Match Ball.
30 years on, game by game, we're taking a real-time journey through the 1991-92 season here on the Match Ball 30. I'm Dan Moylan. With me, Michael Normanton.
Hello.
And Moscow White, Daniel Chapman.
Hello.
Can't get it out of your head, can you? Still hearing it week after week, top of the charts. You enjoying it still?
I still like it. I still think it's a good song myself. Are you getting bored?
Well, Bryan Adams has always been one of my hot favourites for the Hit Parade. It's a great song. Good film, really enjoy it. Enjoy him pulling back the arrow, Kevin Costner. Stuff blowing up. Great. Hopefully that'll come off number one soon, though, because I am getting to a point, and maybe burnout, a little bit of listener fatigue. Anyway, we're talking about football. We're here to talk about football and a trip to Old Trafford. Yay, one of our favourite places in the world. Sunny out, though, isn't it? Seeing the weather.
Oh, sweaty. Nice very, day, very it? Sweaty. It's a good job it's still the early 90s and I've got a full head of hair. Otherwise, the top of my head would have been burnt to a crisp.
It is Old Trafford today, and big crowd, expecting over 40,000 inside the stadium, and a nice Leeds United lineup. Nice people wearing the Leeds shirt, the all yellow. John Lukic, Mel Sterland, Tony DiRigo, David Batty, John McClellan, Chris White, Gordon Strachan, Rod Wallace, Lee Chapman, McAllister and Speed, subs Steve Hodge and David Weatherall. Look at him, brain the size of a planet. Now then, though, on the opposition team, do you want to boo? Do you want to make any hissing noises for these lot? Peter Schmeichel, Paul Parker, Dennis Irwin, Steve Bruce, Gary Pallister, Clayton Blackmore, Neil Webb, Paul Ince, Brian Robson, Brian McClair, Mark Hughes, and on the bench, Mike Phelan and Ryan Giggs. Manager, Alex Ferguson.
Going defensive. Kanchelskis is away on international duty.
Boo!
So, no, it's a good thing because we don't have to watch him torturing Mal Sterland like he was doing last season. No Lee Sharp either. I think he's injured. He was the other Bet Noir from the League Cup semi-final last season. But yeah, he's gone quite defensive. He could have chosen this kid that they've nicked from Manchester City. Ryan Giggs made his debut recently. He's a winger, apparently, and everybody's dead excited. But not Alex Ferguson. He's preferred Clayton Blackmore because he's frightened of Leeds.
And frightened of John McClelland, who is now undroppable, it seems.
Well, no, it's because Southampton, they nearly wrecked Gary McAllister. He had to pass a late fitness test, but it's knee ligaments for Fairclough, which is why David Weatherall's made his way onto the bench. But McClelland, who is actually transfer listed at the moment, don't forget, is moving from right back. Mel Sterling comes back in there and he's gone into the centre alongside Chris White. I mean, John McClelland can deal with Mark Hughes, can't he? And a dead dog could deal with Brian McClair, so not really got a lot to worry about.
Is Fairclough's knee still troubling him from this fixture last year when Paul Ince headbutted it viciously? It was a terrible assault.
That might have been the beginning of the trouble, yeah.
Final day of August, as we mentioned, bright sunshine. And maybe that's coming out in tribute to... Did you hear about the child that was born in Hull yesterday?
No, please tell us.
Parents Leeds fans, I believe. Oh, that's maybe what they'll come to tell people in years to come. Child by the name of Liam Cooper was born. They sent out the messengers from Hull Hospital. Have they got a hospital in Hull? Or was it just like basically a tent with somebody in a bottle of whiskey in a field?
Could be a barn.
Yes, anyway, young man by the name of Liam Cooper was born yesterday. One just to keep an eye on over the next 30 years or so. But to today's events, have they been getting on so far then, these lot?
Too well. They're you'd describe them as pace setters, I think. Beat Neil Warnock, brought his Notts County team up. We were talking about him when Brian Clough was chipping at him, but Notts County went to Old Trafford and lost 2-0. They won away at Aston Villa, drew 0-0 away to Everton, and then beat Oldham 1-0. Not a lot of goals in them, but also none conceded by this Danish goalkeeper with a big red nose that they've signed for $650,000. Peter, what is it?
Schmeichel?
Yeah, don't know, but he seems to be making that defence of Bruce and Pallister, which they paid a lot of money for. Gary Pallister, one of the most expensive defenders, if not the most expensive defenders in the country, making them look good.
Speaking of children with that Liam Cooper and everything, have you seen Schmitchell's boy? Looks just like him. Little twerpy. I saw him in Wimpy with him.
Did you?
Yes.
What were you doing in there? Getting a burger?
Getting a burger. Correct. With a knife and fork.
Well, Brian Robson, always entertaining. Captain, what's he called? Captain Marvel, Captain Fantastic, Captain America, whatever his name is.
Captain Broken Shoulder.
Yeah.
Whenever there's an international to deal with.
He's been blathering on about not conceding goals and winning 3 out of 4, blah, blah, blah. Not interested. But he knows that this is going to be the biggest test of the season. Their acid test.
I mean, they haven't played anyone good. That's the thing. We are a good side. And I mean, what business have Notts County and Oldham Athletic got being in this division in the first place?
And you can see from the lineup that he's not daring to attack us, that he's he realises that we ain't Oldham with Glyn Snodding on loan.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan Giggs. I mean, he's 17 years old. You see that he made his debut just earlier this season. He's only on his first professional contract. Presumably, all his family will be gathered around here in the stands, enjoying seeing this young starlet take to the field from the subs bench and just carving his way in the game.
Well, that's the thing that Ferguson's trying to instill there, with good family values at the club. And the young players that are coming through, he's making sure that under the tutelage of him and people like Brian Robson, they stay on the straight and narrow.
That's what you like.
You've got to admire it in some ways.
Give them huge amounts of credit. Well, we were a bit battered and bruised from that game at Southampton, which we won 4-0. However, out of the blocks and up and at them in the sunshine, and a goal very, very early on with some beautiful elements to it. This, I mean, what a takedown, first of all, from Gary Speed. But it starts before that.
It starts with Gary Speed in our penalty area, doesn't it?
What's he doing there? The man's a machine.
And then, it ends with Dorigo actually making a slightly tricky pass to Speed. I think the ball's come over from McAllister and we're struggling to get it under control a bit. And then there's the ball to Speed out on the left wing, and it looks like it's pretty much going to have to just be controlled and have a few touches. But
it's dropping out of the air, isn't it?
With his first touch, he managed to bring it under control and spin 180 degrees and just set himself up.
Yeah, because he's facing the touchline as it's dropping out of the air, and somehow he contrives to just touch it into his own path. Pillow feet there on the left wing.
He's very much a Jackie Harrison of his day. But then the cross, if we're perfectly honest, I'm not sure what that Schmitchell bloke is doing. He's meant to be good, but he comes out and gets absolutely nowhere near it.
Do you know what his motion reminds me of? It reminds me of the Air Jordan logo as he comes out and jumps for it, you know, with that hand in the air. It's exactly the same as that silhouette. Misses it though, doesn't he? Shit bastard.
Yeah, that logo doesn't end up with him crouching on the floor, punching the grass.
You don't know that? Jordan did that all the time, playing basketball on grass, famously, because the ball responds very well to a turf underfoot. But goal is, good header. And what I like about this is how Chapman spins away and celebrates right in front of the Stretford end and right into the corner where I imagine objects were thrown at him. Should we assume that they were?
His face has got such leathery skin on it now. I'm sure you can take a pound coin to it without any issue. Mind you, a pound coin, probably not in these days.
Pound notes.
Quite a bit of money, still a pound.
Yeah, a good goal, good header. First non-midfielder to score for us this season, which is quite the record.
Yeah, and it's taken a while for Chapman to get going as well. Our top scorer from last season, well, everybody's top scorer from last season. And so good to get him going and the right place to do it.
It's a tight game, this one, though, isn't it? You know, there was not a lot of wriggle room in it. But would you say we shaded it?
Obviously, because I'm a Leeds fan.
Good. 20 minutes, though, significant change, though. That young lad, Giggs, there you can see, look, his brother's there waving him at him from the stand, applauding him, really, really proud. Ince has gone off injured, which is, you know, you take that, wouldn't you, on any given day, seeing Paul Ince go off, because maybe it was that injury that he inflicted on Fairclough, biting him, coming back and biting him on the arse.
Yeah, he might still have a headache from headbutting Fairclough's knee. And then we've only got this some child coming on in his place, haven't we? So it's nothing to worry about.
I mean, he does nearly score, which is less than ideal. I think some people on the far side think it had gone in. But
Does he score, though?
He doesn't, no. No, he puts it just... I think, does it hit the outer stanchion? Is that
the Leeds fans, presumably, did you hear him singing any nice things to welcome him into the game? One spotty virgin, was it, or something like that? Mind you, he'll be breathing down the neck of that other young starlet they've got on the left wing, Lee Sharp. Two options down the left. So plenty of threat. And they did become more dangerous as we got a little bit tired in the heat, even though we've played one game less. Why did we tire and they didn't?
Drug cheats. Can you be sued for saying someone was... No, probably not that. Let's say it was the crowd or something that spurred them on. No, second half, they did have some pretty good chances, in fairness.
Would you say it was constant pressure we were under, almost?
Almost?
Entirely?
Yeah, we didn't make much in the second half. It was just a matter of keeping them out most of the time. But that's going to happen when you're 1-0 up against a team that fancies itself for the title. And I mean, that's the whole thing with them, with their winning start to the season, winning 3 and drawing 1, is it's 25 years since they last won the league. And
they never stop going on about it, do they?
Well, they keep going on about how they've not won anything since. And remember, it's not that long ago. They were wanting to sack Ferguson and, I don't know, bring Ron Atkinson back or whatever it was they were planning to do. But everything this year is all being geared towards, you know, wouldn't it be romantic if they won the league 25 years after the last time they did it? So they're playing with that kind of, it's a combination of pressure and sort of this self-righteous belief in their divine right to win the league this year. So it's no surprise, really, that they were going to be coming at us quite strongly in the second half, because it doesn't really fit with everybody's story of the season that they want for Leeds to be kicking it off with a win at Old Trafford.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's a bad goal to concede, is this one, though. Like, it starts with a throw-in over on the right, and it's lofted into the box, and then there's a bit of a scuffed pass, there's a shot that's half blocked, but then it looks like it's more or less Chris White against everyone in the 6-yard box. There are 3 players around him and just no one helping, which is a little bit disappointing. But the goal itself as well, it's kind of bundled in after Lukic has already dived.
Good save by Lukic.
Maybe.
Blocked by White.
The footage
all happened quickly.
It's not from a great number of angles. Moscow didn't have a little telly on hand at this point, so to see it from the reverse angle.
Either way, it was unlucky, wasn't it? And a backs to the wall performance, so close to getting the 3 points, but it just wasn't to be. It feels unlucky. It just feels a little bit unlucky when it comes so late. And those bastards enjoyed it, didn't they?
Yeah, and when the ball's pinging around the penalty area like that, you can't really. Our goal was a great example of skill, finesse, fine finishing, great play from end to end, beautiful control, a great touch, fantastic header. There's just shit.
Lucky Sunday league bastards, that's what I'm saying.
Well, Wilkinson, disappointed.
It's strange, almost, you could call it defeatist in a way when he says you could see the equaliser coming and you felt there was little you could do about it. People tend to remember the last quarter of an hour of a game, which is when they started really turning the screw on us. But for the first 45 minutes, we looked like we were the home team. It was a typical Manchester United home surge at the end and an emotional last 25 minutes rather than a thoughtful, controlled, intellectual effort. Basically, he's saying exactly what I was saying, that the thick bastards just scored a shit goal.
I mean, Wilkinson always sounds defeatist, even in moments of victory, so I'm not sure you can read too much into that. But they're top, we're sixth, but he's not worried.
No, league championship's a marathon,
he says. Not a sprint, is it? Not a sprint.
Going into the lead in the first few minutes doesn't mean a thing. It's how the race ends that counts. As long as we're up amongst the leaders next spring, I'll be happy. And, we're keeping up a decent record in the the league against them, even if the League Cup semi-final was a bit hurtful at the end of last season. It's good to get a point and keep in touch with them at the start of this season, especially with Arsenal are coming up in the next game, the champions.
And it was Speed's great performance at Southampton, which helped to earn us, well, the 4-goal victory and 3 points down there and a 4-year deal off the back of it. I mean, this kid is going to be coining it in now. Look at this contract. It's ridiculous.
A 4-year deal worth £300,000 with bonuses. Not sure if that's bonuses on top of the £300,000 or to take it up to £300,000. It should be clarified that's 4 years in total is worth £300,000. So he's on £75,000 a year, which is £1,400 a week.
With or without bonuses. I mean, wow.
I did, just to bring this back to the Monday slightly, I did look this up. It's about £164,000 in modern money. It's £75,000. So
is that with inflation factored in?
So daft. Still a daft salary, that, for a footballer.
Yes, £3,000 a week, that.
Wow. And he's, mind you, you know, young lad. He's going to be enjoying it, spending it. 22 on Sunday. And Wilkinson loves him. And that's the important thing.
One of the most promising young players in the country. And he makes the point that he's been at Leeds since the junior and reserve team. So this contract will take him up to 10 years. So can you get a testimonial? The junior team's counting that anyway. He's matured over the last 2 years and he's now playing with an assurance that matches his ability. If there are two better young players around than him and David Batty, then I do not know where they are.
Great pals as well. How much do you reckon Speed's worth? Finger in the air time. How much?
Well, I want £5 million for him.
They've asked Wilkinson this in the YEP, which is a bit of a strange question, like how much would you sell him for? But he says, well, when you consider that Carl Tyler was priced at £1.2 million when he went from Barnsley to Nottingham Forest and Kingsley Black, the Luton player, at £1.5 million, then you have to be talking about a valuation for Gary of between £1.75 and £2 million.
Oof,
which is a long way short of Michael's £5 million.
Mind you, that's where we're at with the transfer record at the minute. You see David Platt in the summer, went off to Italy. Barry.
That's Barry who?
Barry from EastEnders.
Okay. I don't think he's in it yet, but fine.
He will be soon, I'm sure. He's speaking to the casting guys down there. Said they're looking at their options. Anyway, yeah, that's what, north of £5 million quid is the current transfer record received.
For a goal-scoring midfielder as well, it's probably, for that kind of money, Italy would be where we would have to sell him. But let's not sell him.
No. I mean, presumably Steve Hodge looking on as well, thinking, oh, so he's twice as good as me, is he? I see.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, we've just signed Steve Hodge potentially to replace him, or at least to give us an option to not use him. And within weeks, Gary Speed's been given a presumably a much bigger contract than former, well, still hopeful England international Steve Hodge. So maybe he'll just have to replace Batty, but then Batty is now in the England squad, whereas Hodge is not. Dorigo and Batty have been
pulled
up this week.
Batty is coming for him in every sense of the word. Playing Germany at Wembley. And Vinny's on the move. You seen our boy Vinny, another former midfielder?
Yeah, when you talked about valuations, he's left Sheffield United. It's another. He did this last season where the season started, give it a couple of weeks, and then he's on the move. But he's gone to, of all places, Chelsea.
Boo! Ken Bates has paid how much?
£575,000. That's about a quarter of what Wilkinson thinks Gary Speed is worth for to judge it. But that's, you could kind of tolerate him going to Sheffield United because it's, you know, it's nearby and it's his old manager, Dave Bassett, who loves him and knows him. But, and I guess Chelsea is going back to London for him, but Chelsea.
Didn't have to be, did it?
Just doesn't look right with there. They've got a horrible rip-off of our training tops from Umbro with a big, it's red and blue instead of being yellow and blue, and it's just,
is that sort of the denim feeling one?
Yeah,
a really thick one. Yeah, I've still got mine. It's fits me really, really well.
Just
the sort of thing that's entirely impractical for doing any kind of movement in.
Well, he's rolled his sleeves up on his, I suppose that's like a expression of intent, isn't it? But yeah, it just doesn't feel right. Vinny at Chelsea, bring him home. Shouldn't have signed Steve Hodge. We should have brought Vinny back.
So where are we then right now? Well, final day of August brought out a full programme of league fixtures with Arsenal beating Man City 2-1. Chelsea, Vinny's debut 4-1 against Luton. Wimbledon, his former club, winning at Coventry 1-0 with Crystal Palace beating Sheffield United, his other former club, 2-1. Liverpool 3, Everton 1 in the Merseyside derby. Norwich and Spurs, that one went the way of Spurs by a single goal. Forest 3, Oldham 1, Wednesday 4, QPR 1, Southampton 1-0 with Villa, and 0-2. West Ham losing at home to Neil Warnock's Notts County. leaves Luton rock bottom of the division. Three clubs yet to win a game in the form of Sheffield United, QPR and Luton, all with 2 points, a couple of draws each. At the top, Scum Bastards played 5, won 3, drawn 2, lost none. And they've only conceded one goal. Do you know who scored that?
Lee Chapman.
So they're top on 11 points. We are 6th, but we've played a game less already. We need to play that Crystal Palace game. Have they even kicked off their season yet? Those work shy bastards down there.
Anyway, still building a stadium to play in, aren't they?
We are 6th, but we can go up towards the top if we win our game in hand, which is very encouraging for this early part of the season. It's shaping up to be all right, isn't it? It's looking quite exciting now.
Big test next week.
It is. Arsenal, have we played them much in the last season or two?
Just a bit.
Sick of them. Well, we'll reconvene September the 3rd for Arsenal's visit to Elland Road. We'll see you then.
The Match Ball.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.